I'm Jackie Pierre.
And I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're two peas in a podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, October 26, 2015.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
So since we talked last, 7 days ago, there was a federal election, and the Liberal Party and Justin Trudeau won the day, winning a majority. I've got nothing to say other than that I didn't vote for him or his party.
Right.
They've got a hell of a task ahead of them, and you know, you have to wish them well. I mean, those that win in elections, and in the case of Justin, he defied a lot of what the pundits said 6 months ago, a year ago, even at the start of the campaign. What did you make of what happened this past Monday?
I thought it was a great defeat. It was amazing to watch. You know, I started watching the election coverage as soon as I got home, and, you know, if anybody that was watching could see very early on that the Liberals were definitely went in with quite the force, and they brought it home. I wonder what, you know, my question was, and although I'm happy that he won,
mm-hmm.
I myself didn't vote for him either. I voted for the person in my area.
Yeah.
That I wanted to win, so in my case that was Don Davies, but I'm still really happy with Trudeau winning. It sounds like his platform, he's got some really substantial and some heavy goals, but you know, he sounds like he's willing to make these things work, and it seems hopeful. So I'm hopeful that, you know, a friend of mine and I, we were saying it's like a new relationship, right? It's like we've just come out of this abusive relationship with Harper, and now Justin is like this new guy, this new relationship, and we don't know what to make of it, right?
But
we'll accept it, and we'll just, you know, we're excited to see where this goes.
What did you watch on election night, by the way? What channel did you...
I was quite the fanatic. Like, I was watching CBC, CTV, and I also had this live, and I say that very lightly, live feeds on my internet.
Yeah.
I was watching as well, online. So I could, on CBC, it was very early. Like, I think it was probably 6:30 that they said, you know, we speculate that Justin Trudeau will be the next prime minister. And so it was exciting. I was watching it on many channels.
I watched CTV. I started with the CBC, and then it the internet sort of died. And so I had CTV on, and then I flipped back and forth with Global because I knew that they'd have the best local coverage because I wanted to know who won in Vancouver. And you can't do wrong with Galus or Keith Baldry, so
of course
that's who I watch. But I thought the national coverage with CTV was quite good. I like the people on CTV.
That was great. And there was actually a website where it was like, as each area would, in our area anyway,
yeah.
As the results were ready, it would just light up and kind of give you live, on-the-spot coverage. So that was pretty cool. Just watching the whole thing unfold, it was, you know, before they even all the votes were counted in BC, the Liberals had pretty much already won.
Yeah. That's a new thing in terms of the coverage, because there used to be blackouts, so we wouldn't be able to find out.
Right.
But now we were able to find that out live as it happened across the country, which I think there'll be some people who'll be complaining about that in 4 years from now. During the next
Probably.
Election, because they used to complain about that back in, you know, the 70s and the 80s.
Oh, really?
When it was just TV. But now it's impossible to do because it's just the internet now. But anyway.
But it was great. It was, and my daughter updated me, too, at school. I think we had talked at lunch about the election they have at school. So she said the Liberals won in school as well.
Oh, in the class vote.
In their class vote, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Well, the whole school gets to vote, so.
Yeah.
Throughout the school, the Liberals won, and I think the Conservatives were really close second.
Is that right?
So.
Oh, there's hope.
You know what? To me, it says that kind of, you know, the trickle-down effect from what the parents, you know, what's going on in the household is to what how much the kids actually pick up from that. Are these kids forming their own ideas, or is this partially of what they're hearing from their parents and outside sources? So it was just interesting to see.
So we talked a couple weeks ago about television shows, and I just want to revisit it because I think it's interesting to find out what people are watching. I mean, we talked a few weeks ago about Empire. Everybody seems to be watching that. I think I've said this, that I watch, I tend to watch sitcoms because they're light and I can watch that on the weekend or just before bed sometimes.
Not too involved.
So I watch Modern Family every week, and, I've been watching the new Rob Lowe sitcom, The Grinder, and, the John Stamos show, Grandfathered. I like those shows because they're from people who've done other sitcoms in the past, sort of like, I know the Grandfathered one, the John Stamos one, that's written by people who were on The Office. And so that has that sort of humor that I quite enjoyed with
too.
The Office. Yeah. By the way, did you watch Full House growing up? I think we all did, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, who didn't watch Full House?
Yeah. And then so it's interesting to see him come back on a sitcom and do that. It's not the same character, but you know there are aspects of him that are similar to that character on the old show.
Come out as Uncle Jesse.
Sure, yeah, he's obsessed with his hair and things like that. But,
I haven't gotten a chance to see that. I don't know why, but for some reason I see these shows of like John Stamos.
Yeah,
it doesn't really have an appeal to me. I'm not like, oh, I should watch that because he was in Full House. I'm kind of like, meh.
Would you watch? I know that the new Full House, the revamp, that's coming up on Netflix. Will you be watching that?
I'll probably check it out once just to see what it's all about. You know, they remade Boy Meets World into Girl Meets World, and it was, you know, it's on my kids, one of their channels. So I checked that out just to see, of course, you know, what this new one's like. It's not nearly as good as the old Boy Meets World, you know. But the kids nowadays, they wouldn't even know the difference.
Yeah.
I used to like the Brady Bunch, you know. Like, even the old Brady Bunch. Oh, that's the only Brady Bunch there is. But I used to be able to watch it. It was tolerable. And now, like, it was on today, actually, and I tried watching it. I can't even. It's so, so stupid. It's actually really a real mindless show.
Yeah, but there are some old shows that I still watch. I mean, I'll watch, say, Three's Company or All in the Family.
Those are timeless shows.
Yeah. But one show that I liked as a kid that I can't watch now is Beverly Hillbillies, and I think that's like you and the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
I think I liked that when I was a kid, but now I don't really care for it.
Well, that's, you know, if I can recall back when we were in elementary school, you used to really like wrestling, too.
Yes, I did.
And that was one of your things, was it not?
Yeah, that was very brief, though. I mean, that was
it seemed like a long time to me.
Well, we were like kids, and you know, our lives seemed like a long time then. You know what I mean?
Kids.
That was elementary school. I think by the time I got into grade 6 or 7, I think I'd gone through that phase, and certainly not in high school.
No, you didn't bring that into high school.
Yeah.
But what changed? When did you just, like, you know, was it, because I know, you know, we also talked about that, the JFK phase as well, and the assassination.
Yeah.
So I know that probably kicked up at about grade 5, 6, right?
Yeah, I think I was more interested, I became interested in politics.
Politics,
and,
right.
And sort of TV and news and broadcasting that I think wrestling just left, I think, my consciousness. But, you know, it's funny. I was cleaning out my my office here at home and moving all this stuff around that I've had since I was a kid. And I have about 3 boxes of wrestling figures. Because you're right that I was pretty hardcore into wrestling. I mean, I had all the magazines and the books and the wrestling figures and the videos. And I managed to get rid of a bunch of that stuff. But I've kept the figures, the figurines. And I thought of giving them away. Or not even, I asked a friend of ours to if I could sell them on eBay, and I checked it out, and it's not worth, you know, it's negligible if I sold them, right?
Oh,
so they're still sitting in a spare room at the house, just boxes of them.
Oh, those are definitely collector items.
Yeah, they're not worth anything now. I mean, looking at eBay, but it's funny, you know. You are right bringing this up. That there are phases that we go through, and that was one of them for me. But you know, a lot of the aspects of that, I think I've carried on. I mean, wrestling, even though it remains very popular.
My daughter's even into it now.
How old are your kids again?
12 and 8,
yeah.
Almost 8, so she will be 8, but my eldest is, she's right into wrestling.
So she watches it every week and all that?
Yeah, she made me get the wrestling channel, so today she was actually watching a pay-per-view wrestling event.
Yeah.
And she gets really, she's pretty into it. She got to go to, she went to wrestling an event that in the summer when they were here. So that was pretty exciting for her. And, you know, it's like, whatever. There's so many worse things out there that she could be interested in, especially at this age. So I'm kind of like, great, you know, enjoy this for
yeah,
now.
And what I enjoyed about it, I think, at the time, trying to remember why I liked it, was because there was a storyline. There was a plot.
Exactly.
And the part of it that I enjoyed the most as I got older, and just before I left, it was the broadcasting part of it. You had all these people, you know, commenting and broadcasting the event, describing it. That interested me just as a fan of, say, news and broadcasting. And
exactly, because it's very much like a show. And there's, you've got the live broadcaster and very animated. It's definitely, it's like a weekly soap opera for men. But I think even more exciting.
I
used to watch it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's changed. When I watch it now in comparison to what it was, it's changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it's huge now because, I mean, the people have crossed over, some of the people, into mainstream films. And you know, they're hosting SNL and they're on talk shows. I mean, in my day, that sort of crossover really wasn't there.
Oh, that never happened back then. It was just you're a wrestler and that's what you do. You wouldn't see them anywhere else other than a commercial, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Promoting something. That was a nice brief moment, that wrestling phase. It's always so exciting. I remember when you went to one of those wrestling events and you came in with your pictures because you'd sat like really close to the ring. That's a cute time.
Well, since we're down nostalgia road. A couple weekends ago, I had lunch with our elementary school teacher, Elsa Craig.
Yes,
and,
Elsa.
We were in her class, I guess, together, grade 6 and 7. Is that right?
I feel like grade 5. You were with another teacher.
Yeah, but it was with Elsa Craig and
Joan
Merrifield. We were there from 6 and 7.
That's right.
And I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older, that I find. Meeting up with people from the past actually much more enjoyable than I would say 15, 20 years ago.
Oh yes, of course.
You like to catch up, you know what I mean? I guess when you're younger, you're looking ahead too often, and you don't have the time. You don't take the time to look back because But now that we're in, you know, I guess the first third of our lives.
Oh God!
That it's good to look back and she was reminding me of things, you know, how I was like as a kid and that was kind of it's frightening, but other than that, it's kind of nice, I guess.
Frightening.
Yeah, what's frightening is that I'm pretty much the same person that I was then. I was pretty ornery and difficult, perhaps. But
I don't think you were difficult.
She said I joked around a lot, and I still do that, don't I?
Well, yeah, exactly. You didn't really know when you were joking and when you weren't. You had that sense of humor, like, you know, that not that we were used to when we were children.
See, most of that I stole off of, like, sitcoms that I'd have watched, you know, the night before, maybe, or something like that, you know.
Well, you were just witty, just witty.
I am.
As a kid.
And humble,
yeah.
too.
Still, and humble, yeah. too, of course. Not to toot your own horn or anything, but toot, toot.
Yeah.
And, but it, you always did yeah. it. Yeah, you were an interesting kid. I think if I can just think, I just came, thought of another memory, actually, that I recall of. You remember Columbia House?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember when, yeah. I think we had just gone to camp. I don't know what we did, but you came to school and you were like, okay, I ordered these CDs through Columbia House.
They were like a penny like, for, what? Yeah, they were like
yeah,
a, yeah,
you were like, for a penny. And you were just blown away. And you had had your Frank Sinatra and whatever else you had ordered. So I thought that was amazing. And, of course, I went home and had to do it myself because, you know, if Joseph's doing it, it must be okay.
Yeah. And we had to, and you, so you got the free CDs, but then you had to buy a bunch.
You had to buy, yes, which I don't know that we discussed. I don't know if we discussed that.
Yeah, I probably didn't know
CDs,
that.
CDs, or did we, and then eventually we moved on to movies, right?
I think we started with cassettes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been cassettes and not even CDs. But yeah, I did that. And that was from help from you, so that's great. I think that was the start of all my credit problems. Thanks, Joseph. All the way from grade 5.
Yeah, I think, it was not, the plan that they had was not exactly...
they didn't describe that properly.
Yeah, and it was probably illegal for them to sell it to us as minors.
Absolutely it was.
Don't blame me, blame them, yeah. Well, they're out of business, though, aren't they?
They are, because I think other children probably discovered this, you know, realized that they could get... or their dog could order 8 CDs or 12 CDs for one penny. Jesus, what a mess. What a garbage marketing scheme that was.
And then if you didn't send the card back...
You just get whatever.
Yeah, and then so you'd get like a Celine Dion CD that you had to pay $28 for.
I got an Amy Grant CD once. What the hell am I going to do with this? I want to listen to... Oh, my God. I should have just returned the card. Oh, my God. Didn't they have Craigslist then? So I couldn't just post it on Craigslist. I mean, I don't know if anyone would even buy it, but still.
Also, oh, you still have the Amy Grant CD.
No, it's eventually, you know, through the years, it's dropped off somewhere.
Yeah, see, I've kept everything, and I probably still have that somewhere.
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
All the CDs in my office here at home, I just, you know.
You've paid a pretty penny for them, so... You should probably keep them.
Yeah. So yeah. At lunch with Elsa, I was thinking about, we were ordering food, I guess, and I thought to myself, you know, there are things that I liked, that I didn't like, I should say, as a kid. Like, I mean, right. I like fish, but most fish I can eat now.
And, you didn't like fish?
No, I didn't really care for it. And vegetables. I mean, none of us like vegetables, but I mean, I love vegetables now.
Same thing. There were vegetables as a child I just refused to eat. Sweet potatoes? Oh, God, I wouldn't even touch those as a child. And now, I love them. Things I would never think I would eat. I love sweet potatoes. Brussels sprouts. Lots. It's funny how our tastes change. I guess because we become more evolved. We're becoming, like, real adults now.
Yeah.
So our senses are a little more, our taste buds are heightened, I guess. But, yeah, there's also foods that I ate as a child that I will not eat now. Processed cheese. Kraft cheese, you know.
I don't eat it because it doesn't taste good.
It doesn't taste good, yeah. And it's processed cheese. The thought kind of grosses me out, right? As a child, though, I ate those like they were going out of style.
Like Pringles. I used to like Pringles. I can't stand that anymore.
No.
And I don't like cheesies.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're just garbage foods, you know? And they taste like it now. But as kids, it was all just, you know, it was definitely its own food group, I thought.
Yeah.
Cheesies and chips. Ding-dongs.
Halloween is coming up. I mean, candy. I mean, there are certain, there's certain candies that you liked and that you don't really like now. And a lady at work brought in Rockets the other day, and I hadn't had those in years, and I quite enjoy them.
Oh, the little powdery things?
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
So, I mean, those things I still like.
You still like those?
Yeah, because I don't. I must say I don't have them. Often, I mean, the only I hadn't had them in a couple of years, but this lady at work brought them in, and it was nostalgic again.
Yeah, I guess it has a bit of nostalgia. Like, I mean, if they're there, I'll eat them. But when my kids, you know, I look to cash in when my kids go trick or treating, right? So I get excited for like the you know what's rare now with trick or Halloween candy are Mr. Biggs, the little Mr. Biggs, and the O. Henrys. So if I can get those, and even the caramels, love the little caramels. If I can get those, I'm happy. But it's like it's pretty hard commodity to come across nowadays. So we're going to change up our area this year of where we go. This year, I guess, you know, Halloween is actually this Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
Coming up. It came very quickly, so it's... Actually, my oldest daughter, it's, she's 12 in grade 7, so she was invited to her first Halloween party.
So that doesn't involve going out then? That's just going to a party?
No. Yeah, so it goes from the party's only a couple hours, and it starts at 4. So to be honest, she really could does have an opportunity to go trick-or-treating, but I don't think she will. I'm not sure if she's... still interested.
So 12 is the cutoff then?
Well, I think she said it was going to be 13, but since getting invited to this party, she's kind of been like, hey, I'm not trick-or-treating. She doesn't seem to care.
But she still wears a costume, though, to the party,
yeah,
doesn't she?
She's still going to do, we still have to do a costume. Of course, it's going to be a little more, like, you know, cool and grown now because she's going to a party and not trick-or-treating with her 7-year-old sister. But yeah, so I'm honestly, I'm just sad that I'm going to be missing out on that share of candy. So I'm a little disappointed in her. I wasn't prepared for that this year. So that really means that the little one's going to have to just work a little harder. Because now we've got to make up for the loss that I've just been impacted by.
What, when kids, I'm, because there were some years that I would give out the candy at the house, and I probably will this year because it is a Saturday. I'm usually not home on weeknights. I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
I would see kids, though, older, high school age, come to the door. So, I mean, they do come back, don't they?
Well, they do. I think they do that out of boredom.
And they have costumes and all that. They're not, you know, just wearing a mask or anything like that. They're,
well, if they have good costumes, sure.
Yeah.
And, sure, that's fine.
And typically, what do people give at the door? The little mini ones, I guess. And how many of those do you give? 2 or 3 per person?
You know, it's been years since I've actually been home to hand out candy because I'm always, you know...
You're walking
I'm
the kids,
going
yeah.
out with the kids, right?
Yeah.
So I actually have been kind of, I guess, lucky enough that I haven't had to pay those outrageous prices for Halloween candy. But at the same time, I miss kind of being at the door and seeing the costumes that kids wear. But with that being said, the last 2 or 3 years my kids have gone out, I've made their costumes at home. So when we go out, people are always quite interested and intrigued by that, and they tend to get more candy just based on the fact that somebody has actually put in work to create their costumes.
And there's it's all treats now. There's no trick part, is there?
No. We haven't had any tricks lately. Sometimes people are funny and they, you know, it's really people just, they have to be willing to put in the time. I've noticed more and more lights not being on.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people aren't even participating in giving out candy. But the ones that do and the ones that have their houses all set up and keep it fun, you know, we appreciate that. It makes it fun for the kids.
And you've never had a problem with this sort of candy that you brought back, like that it was bad or anything like that, or
no,
yeah,
no. I, for the most part, no, never.
And yeah. Not shitty candy either, like getting an apple or licorice or something, right?
No. And, you know, it really depends, too, on the area that you go to.
So that really matters?
It really does, yeah.
So the stereotype that you would get better candy on the west side of town as opposed to the east side of town?
It's kind of true.
Huh.
It's kind of true. And variety. It's just out here I find, and when I say out here, I mean East Van,
mm-hmm.
I find that there's not a lot of lights on anymore.
Hmm.
Either that or people start, you know, will either, just not a lot of lights, or you got to be out there really early before it gets dark. In the west side, you find that a lot of the houses, they'll get together and do, you know, like, they'll do the cool houses and all the setup and the stuff that the kids enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's nice for them. And it's also nice to get out of the area sometimes, right? Kind of walk around a neighborhood that you're not used to and see what they have to offer.
So you have the costumes made up already?
Yeah, well, this year, because, you know, the oldest one's going to this party, we're going to do, like, one of those comic book character makeups for her, so mm-hmm. that's kind of fairly easy for me to do her makeup for that, so that's not too bad. And the little one has a Frozen costume from her birthday that she's going to wear. Usually, because they go together, I would do...
A theme?
Joint cost. Yeah, so we did bacon and eggs one year. That was great.
Yeah.
One of them was bacon, the other was eggs. And we were actually wanting to do Tetris. Last year they were M&Ms.
Okay, yeah.
I also made that. And we wanted to do Tetris this year, but now since Miss Popular has been called upon to go to a party, she's just kind of thrown us to the wayside and left us to come up with our own plans. Halloween, so.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, you studied makeup, and you did makeup in this in the TV industry for a number of years, right?
Yeah, I did.
So it wasn't like, you know, you're not just playing makeup at home, you actually know how to do this stuff, right?
I do have some experience. I haven't, you know, I freelance now, and so it's few and far between that I do work, because I do have a full-time job to,
mm-hmm.
pay the bills and, of course, for benefits and all that. But when I do get a chance to do makeup, like especially for Halloween, it's a fun time. I always welcome that. So, yeah, anytime I can get an opportunity to do it. But this is, I think, actually the first time I'm doing a makeup like this on my daughter. So it should be fun, you know. Can't have her... I guess it's obviously got to have to be done properly, because people from school and they're going into high school next year, this could make or break the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I could, you know, really, I could just ruin her life right now, but I won't do that.
Yeah. Well, have a safe Halloween, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, absolutely. You too, and, you know, have fun giving out candy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do that this year.
It's a Saturday, come on. And give good candy, too. Don't go to the dollar store. All right. Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, October 26, 2015, in Vancouver. For Joseph Planta, I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.